Out of style or retro chic? Annual neighborhood garage sale, the sign read on the side of the road. As we whizzed by at 50 miles per hour, it was a little hard to read out the final lines of where exactly this event would take place, but I was quick enough to take down the date. Today. My trusty Nexus smartphone provided me with the correct information and walking directions on how to reach this event, and I was pleased to know that not only was it within walking distance, it would also be an ideal way to spend a couple of hours on a lazy Sunday afternoon. So, my slumbering crave to become the next Indiana Jones collector of forgotten cult memorabilia, read old Transformers, G.I. Joes, and the Holy Grail vintage Star Wars toys, once again proved hard to resist. A couple of hours later, armed with some music, headphones, and a camera, I was ready to go shopping. Being able to hold an event like this on a sunny Sunday afternoon is a blessing for any neighborhood committee, and it was nice to see that they got a nice turnout. The wonderful thing about garage sales is that you can not only rummage around in old junk, but you can also see the people who have owned it. As I spot two sweet young ladies sitting side by side on a comfy lawn chair, my camera snaps up a shot of two discarded Walkmans in their original packaging. In my mind, I go back a couple of years and see the teenage versions of these charming lads sporting braces and pressing rewind and play over and over and over again just to hear their favorite song from their favorite band, Take That. As my efforts to find a Chewbacca action figure in mint condition turn out to be a quest for another day, I mentally rummage through my own collection of stuff that sits discarded in my drawers. Old gadgets and forgotten pieces of tech that might just be something I could sell off. As I head home, I make the promise to clean out my closets and see what I could sprawl out on a blanket along the side of the road. A couple of hours later, a small line of technological legacy sits on my desk. Old USB sticks, discarded 250GB ATA hard drives, bunch of cables, an old beige box, a ton of SD RAM, and some more. Most of these items have been sitting here for quite some time, the pace of progress too fast for them to keep up as they slide into oblivion. On the side of this little pile sit two more items that somehow stand out. An old Nokia 3610 phone and my very first 30GB iPod video. I roll them around in my hands, and together with a sense of familiarity, memories come flooding back. Back to the times when I got this Nokia I had discarded, yet always kept close as a backup phone. To times when I worked as a field engineer in a large industrial plant, and how I used to have this iPod on me for about 10 hours a day playing podcasts non-stop. I close my eyes and let my fingers slide over the tactile touch ring, still being able to operate both devices completely by touch. A privilege which is lost on modern-day smartphones and iPhones with their touchscreens only. Before I chuck them on the pile, a strange thought crosses my mind. Why should I? Why would I throw out these gadgets who, despite their age, have not lost a single shred of their functionality? Would I still be able to use these devices today? As for the Nokia 3610, it would be possible. I would be in the possession of a phone that would only be able to have a data communication through the primitive functionality of an infrared dial-up modem at a speed that is considered slow even in third world countries today. I would have to use a numeric keyboard and T9 text prediction to compose SMS messages. I would be unable to access Twitter, Facebook, email, and the other countless social networks that comprise the main share of my interaction with the outside world today. It would be a device where people could reach me when they really urgently needed me by actually calling me. It would be a device that would give me digital solitude while still keeping open that one essential line of communication used in the most dire of circumstances, an actual phone call. I wonder if I would look out of date answering the standard Nokia monotone ringtone with a simple hello and starting a conversation. Would planting my phone on the table alongside sweet black squares of magic be considered outdated or hipster retro? It gives me food for thought and perhaps even the grounds for a little social experiment. The second device, a white 30GB iPod, pulls fuel on this fire and actually lets me come up with a nice re-implementation of the device. My beloved has just acquired her new set of wheels, a Fiat 500, the NCC N701A of the legendary Fiat 500 line. The car is a tribute to a beautiful design of another time. It's modern retro chic. And somehow, the old white iPod would fit in perfectly. Not only can it be directly accessed through the car's entertainment system and far outclasses my wife's 8GB iPhone 4 in storage, it is also safer than the average touchscreen-only device should the need to arise to manually operate it. Instead of trying to angle out glare while I'm trying to push minute icons on the touchscreen while driving, this iPod Video will give us the ability to be handled by touch only. Play, pause, forward, back. Her eyes can be on the road as the old but thrusty Jogdale helps her find the right tune. I punch up an eBay auction and spend $5 on a battery replacement kit for the iPod. Its battery is utterly and completely dead, and look forward to installing the renovated iPod in her modern classy car. Here the question of outdated versus retro is a non-issue. It would fit perfectly and perform all the tasks that would be required in its second lease of life. And thus, I wonder, with the great waves of innovation crashing on the shores of struggling times, how many of our old gadgets are actually still functional? How many of them have we discarded because something new was on the horizon? How many of them could be considered retro chic? With the average norm reaching the latest and hottest thing on the shelves, without having an inkling why he does it, would we geeks be considered hip if we started to use retro gear? My mind goes back to the two young ladies at the garage sale. How would they look today if the two Walkmans could be strapped to their sides, their headphones with orange earmuffs contrasting with their dark hair, the tinny sound of a Rick Ashley bleeding out of the speakers as the volume is set to maximum? Never gonna give you up. Oh, a fitting tune. I wonder, would the girls be out of style or retro chic?
You've been listening to Nightwise. You can find more articles and the Nightwise.com podcast at www.nightwise.com. That's KNIGHTWISE.com. The podcast with hacks, tips, and tweaks for cross-platform geeks.
Tired of choosing between Macs, Linux, and OS X? Listen to the Nightwise.com podcast and learn how to slide from operating system to operating system using our hacks, tips, and tweaks for cross-platform geeks. Tune tech into your way of life and let technology work for you instead of the other way around.
www.knighthtwise.com.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.